The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Now, sticking with the world of kitsch, there was much consternation this week when Christmas stock started arriving in some shops. So when did Christmas start bypassing Halloween? Our reporter, Shifra Mulqueen, explores this horror.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
It's never too early to see the Christmas stuff coming in. Christmas is my favourite time of the year. It's great to see it anytime.
So I think it's amazing that they're doing it so early. It gives everyone something to look forward to. We've had such a tough year and I just think it puts a smile on people's faces.
This week in Ireland, you'll have spotted plenty of farmers' tans, Mayo and Tyrone flags, and selection boxes. Seriously.
I mean, it's not even Halloween yet. We're in like the Indian summer at the minute. It's too hot. Who needs to be thinking about Christmas right now? I think it makes people more anxious than anything.
I know for sure that if I brought home selection boxes and had them stacked away to give them to people at Christmas, I know where they'd be gone. I would have eaten them.
We're wishing our lives away. To have people putting up stuff in September for Christmas, I think it's ridiculous. There's still people going to the beach. What are we going to do? Start putting Christmas trees up on the beach next, like, you know, in September?
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
It's a bit of a, for God's sake, are you for real? What are you doing with these Christmas cards out?
Mary Kelly owns a card shop in Ennis, County Clare. She's been running the shop for 40 years and has seen a lot of Christmases come and go.
Normally, I would have had them out in August. I'd have them out on display in August because a lot of American and European tourists here would like to buy some Christmas cards when they're here. But unfortunately, we don't have very many foreign tourists this year, so I'm holding off and I'm putting them out over the next few weeks. Very few people will say, you know, it's too early for it, but it's like, oh God, don't be reminding us, it's Christmas already, and then they're getting all panicked. But that happens with Patrick's Days and it happens with everything, really. People just get that shock.
I suppose what we could do is have a look at the themes that we've got completed so far. We have a vintage blossom, which is aimed at the females. Even though it's not traditionally a Christmas colour, pink is something that everybody loves.
Elaine Fahey of MacDee's Garden Centre in Loughrea, County Galway, showing us around. Her Christmas preparations begin far earlier than you might think.
Well, it starts in January when we begin to buy and we go and source. We started to put out our Christmas stock about 2 weeks ago and they actually start purchasing quite early.
When you say early, how early?
Last week. Probably, I think, July was the first time I saw an email about a Christmas tree arch.
Damien O'Reilly is a lecturer in retail management in TU Dublin. He thinks shops are right to start the Christmas rush early.
This year of all years, we're not going to be as cynical about retailers trying to make some money as we were previously because, in all honesty, outside of the grocery sector, these shops have been closed for a long period of time and I think people are willing to spend because they've been saving for a long time.
I think everybody loves Christmas, and especially when you're travelling, you think, I might get something nice for my Christmas tree from this country.
Anne Helen Lindsay has a Christmas shop open all year round in Iceland. She started selling decorations from her garage 20 years ago and has since opened the little Christmas shop in Reykjavik.
My busiest time is July, August, because my shop thrives on tourists and we get a lot of cruise liners and they all come into the centre and when they see the shop, they come running in. And I just think it's something different. We have people here in Iceland and I hear them walking, Icelanders walking past the shop and they say, oh, Christmas in July, they must be crazy. But I don't care. I'm doing a good thing. I'm making people happy. They go very happy from my shop.
So we had roasted pork belly, dim sum, spring rolls, garlic fried rice and rice noodles. In fact, on Saturday, we sold around 90 to 100 plates in just 2.5 hours.
Back home in Ireland, a cafe in Cork has been getting a bit of a roasting from locals for serving Christmas dinner in September. Ryan Loomer, originally from the Philippines, owns Sensei Sushi.
So the Philippines celebrates, we call it the longest Christmas in the world. We start celebrating when the month ends in Burr. So on the 1st of September, we start decorating. So we decided to bring a part of the Philippines into our cafe. There was one lady yesterday who came into the shop and said her mother passed away last year, but her mother loved Christmas so much. But because of our Christmas decorations, she felt her mother alive again in the cafe yesterday. Those small stories inspired us to continue in spite of the comments that were just too early and we're capitalizing on Christmas.
Back to Anne Helen Lindsay. Does she ever get sick of Christmas?
Yeah, and I'm a crazy one for Christmas. So I've got three sons. They're not very happy with me. They don't like Christmas a lot because they thought I was crazy at Christmas when I was decorating the house. I should have had a daughter, but I've got granddaughters. Maybe they will take over.
She from O'Queen reporting.